Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is a long list, so we got to to it. The NFL season starts today. The NFL calendar year begins today. Last calendar year brought us a whole lot of stuff, and largely drama from the Pittsburgh Steelers. Producer Matt.
There it is.
Producer Matt put together a list of all the drama that the Steelers were embroiled in, entangled in, caught up in during the 2018 calendar season.
Yes.
Calendar year for the NFL season for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Chris, start.
It started when Ben said, the Steelers shouldn't have drafted Mason Rudolph.
Then James Harrison goes on FS1 and says Tomlin doesn't discipline the team enough.
Then Le'Veon Bell didn't get a long-term deal, sat out camp again.
AB says the media causes him problems, shows up at camp in a chopper.
Then Lev Bell was at a strip club in Miami while camp was going on.
AB disappears for a week during training camp. Tomlin claims that he had been sent to Pittsburgh for medical tests, but AB was filmed in a pool in Miami. Mm-hmm. This all the stuff that happened in the calendar year of 2018 for the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Then remember when the Steelers built that wall around the Southside facility because of, quote, drones and such.
Drones and such. Yes. Le'Veon Bell doesn't show up week one. Pouncey Foster DeCastro, they're mad.
Landry Jones cut instead of Josh Dobbs. Ben says, all right, Josh, are you ready to help me?
Yeah, how does that help Ben? AB makes a joke in a GQ article about cheating on his girlfriend and mother of his children, saying, it's kind of hard to keep it in my pants. I feel you.
Then AB threatens a reporter on social media. Oh, by the way, called Ed Bouchette a racist, too.
Fair. come on. That's so ridiculous. The Steelers tie the Browns in week one. Lev Bell tweets a monocle emoji. He's later seen in Miami club. All the drama.
Then the fun of week two. AB gets in Randy Fichtner's face on the sideline against the Chiefs and tweets to former PR staffer Ryan Scarpino, trade me. Let's find out. Oh, skips practice, too, by the way.
The same day as the AB tweet, Bud Dupree slides into a fan's DMs telling him that he was with his girl
Girl. Lev Bell shows up. Big Lev Bell on a jet ski, and then starts rapping on stage somewhere in Miami.
Then the Steelers make national news. Ben is linked to a story with Stormy Daniels.
Hey now, and Sunday before week three against the Bucks, the Steelers announce they're open to trading Le'Veon.
James Harrison goes on FS1's Undisputed and suggests that Lev Bell should fake an injury when he comes back.
Well, when he comes back, could be during the week seven bye, according to Jeremy Fowler of ESPN, but no one from the team had heard from Lev at that point.
TMZ! More drama. Reports that a man is suing AB for throwing furniture out his apartment window, almost killing a 22-month-old toddler. AB refuses to pay for the damage. Reported that $80,000 and a gun was stolen from AB.
Yeah, right around the same time, Ben says, my elbow hurts, and it's kind of affecting my throws, but you know what? The old cowboy's got a few bullets left in this gun.
And we're only halfway through this drama list from last year, too. Lev Bell doesn't show up for during bye week, despite reports that he would.
Then Mike Tomlin says, before week nine against the Ravens, we need volunteers, not hostages.
Here's where it starts to get really good. Week nine, Lev Bell tweets, farewell Miami, F-A-I-R-W-E-L-L Miami. He spotted a day later playing hoops at the LA Fitness on McKnight Road.
And then the following week, tweets upside down to all his haters.
Deadline day comes and goes. Lev never shows up to the Steelers facility.
And the teammates of Lev Bell decide to plunder his locker.
McKnight Road in the news again. AB gets caught going over 100 miles an hour when there's a bank robbery up McKnight Road on a Thursday morning before that Thursday night football game against Carolina.
Then our favorite slot receiver, Ryan Switzer, gets into it a little bit with my friend sitting across from me, Colin. They turn it into a charity thing for Children's Hospital at the very least.
We've advanced to week 12 of the drama last year. After that loss to Denver, Ben comes on a radio show right here, which we love. Favorite time of the week. And he blames AB's route running and the play calling for his end zone interception, calls out James Washington for not being good enough.
Stay healthy. Did Ben purposely stay out of the Raiders game when he was healthy enough to go in, or did Mike Tomlin choose Josh Dobbs over Ben? Is there a disconnect between Tomlin and Ben in a rogue x-ray machine?
Further drama. Rocky Blyer gets into the drama. He rips the team on Facebook, says he's done. I'm done. With the Steelers and calls out Boswell, Butler, and Tomlin.
Then Ben and Tomlin say that x-ray machine didn't give them clear enough results. That's why Ben didn't come back.
Then Ben lays into Ian Rappaport for his report that Ben had cracked ribs and broken toes.
Then the next day, Ian Rappaport comes on the show and stands by the report of cracked ribs.
Then Chris Boswell goes on IR for the last game of the year and comes participation trophy looking Baldy McGrain, and then, he kicks for the Steelers.
And don't forget that AB got mad at Ben in practice that Wednesday, threw a ball at him, and left.
All this stuff happened for the Steelers last year. AB skips walkthrough before the Bengals games, expects to play on Sunday, is told he won't play, leaves the sideline at halftime.
Then Ben comes on the fan and says, no AB blow up. Everything's cool between me and my best bud.
Then Mike Tomlin says he couldn't communicate well enough with AB before week 17, and that led to his benching. Also won't deny that AB quit on the team.
And while Mike Tomlin's saying that, AB is in a selfie video with James Harrison, listening to the end-of-year press conference by Mike Tomlin, promising a, quote, exclusive interview between the two.
Bear with us a little bit more. That night, AB appears as a dancing, singing hippo on The Masked Singer, aptly named My Prerogative, he sings.
Then reports surface that AB, once traded, responds to George Kittle's tweet of, sup, AB, with a star eyes emoji.
This'll get the racial stuff moving. ESPN's Ryan Clark says the Steelers need to trade AB. AB calls him Uncle Tom.
Oh, Art Rooney II speaks to Jerry Dulac and says, it's hard to imagine AB being in camp this year.
AB then tweets a picture of him and Art 2 shaking hands saying, good business, hashtag booming.
Then Manny Sanders goes on NFL Network, calls out Ben's leadership again, says he made the situation with AB worse.
AB films an Instagram Live video with Chad Johnson. They look to be zooted, promising future thoughts from him and just about everything that's going on.
Then AB, who lives his life on social media, unfollows all of the Steelers' accounts and changes his profile from Steelers wide receiver to Pro Bowl wide receiver.
James Harrison loves FS1. He goes on there, he says things can be ironed out between AB and the Steelers. The same day on FS1, Shannon Sharp alludes to knowing something that happened between Roethlisberger and Joey Porter, but said Joey Porter can tell everybody.
Then the drama continues with a blonde mustache and blue hair for AB.
AB then shows up at the Super Bowl in Atlanta, and when asked what he wants to play, just laughs and says, I just want to win.
Including photoshopping himself in a 49ers uniform on Twitter after Jerry Rice courts him to San Francisco.
Then the season officially ends. Le'Veon Bell tweets, free at last, free at last. Thank God Almighty I'm free at last.
Before AB films himself on a late night elliptical workout shouting things like, no more unguarantees, and call me Mr. Big Chest. Big Chest Brown from now on.
AB finally meets with Art Rooney II in West Palm. They tweets out a picture of the two shaking hands and say they've agreed to part ways.
Before Kevin Colbert speaks at the Combine to make sure everyone knows Ben is the unequivocal leader of this team and has, quote, 52 kids under him.
Then AB shows up on LeBron's HBO show and ESPN proclaiming his side of the story, blaming Tomlin, Colbert, and Art II for the relationship deteriorating in Pittsburgh.
Then AB's side job starts up $500 cameo videos.
Ian Rappaport tweets out that the Bills are closing in on a deal for AB, only for Brown to refuse to go to Buffalo.
And then AB finally traded to Oakland for a third and a fifth. Steelers fans mad, and everybody in the national media says, AB won!
And to close the calendar year, Le'Veon Bell signs with the Jets at just over $13 million per year, less than what he originally held out for, from your Pittsburgh Steelers.
Whew.
That's all the drama in one action-packed Pittsburgh Steelers season. 9-6-1 season.
I'm out of breath.
There's a lot more than the games for the Pittsburgh Steelers. Whew. Okay. That was fun. Yeah. So start the list. The list restarts today.
New list
today.
For this year.
New list starts today.
Starts today.
Yep. Did anything of note happen today?
Not yet, I don't
no
think.
No drama-filled stuff today?
Give it a couple minutes.
Yes. It'll perhaps happen sooner rather than later.
Okay. Picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.